Well, hello, and welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show. This is your host and success coach, Trina Newby. Well, good afternoon, everyone on the East Coast. And, of course, for those of you who are listening from the West Coast, good morning to you. Of course, this is your success coach and host, Trina Newby, with Successful Woman Radio. And I'm broadcasting to you live this marvelous Monday, June 14th, from the successful city of Atlanta, GA, bringing you, as always, inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and, of course, your ideas of success. Well, we've got a great lineup for you today. We've got a question from a listener we're going to read to you in a little bit. Women About Biz announcements. Of course, we're going to talk a little bit about the featured book club for our next month. And, of course, our hot topic for today is business networking online through social networking. Today, technology, of course, is a must for any business, and the Internet is the new yellow pages. Do you have a presence on the Internet? We're going to talk about that. And, of course, we're going to wrap it up with our inspiration of the week. For all of you who are on the call, I want you to make sure, if you are available to do it, to go ahead and text 347-637-2589 to your list, and make sure that the women who you are associated with know about the Successful Woman Radio Show. Again, that phone number is 347-637-2589. Make sure you let them know, hey, we got Success Coach Trina Newby on the line on Successful Woman Radio. You need to dial in and listen, even if it's for 15 minutes. 347-637-2589. You know, I want to encourage all of those who, you know, have had some challenges in their business. I want to encourage you to do one thing for me this week, and that is, if you have not taken the time last week to set aside at least 30 minutes to an hour to develop yourself personally, you need to do it. Of course, we advocate women having success through empowering themselves. And, of course, you can't do that if you don't work on yourself personally. So, again, I want to encourage all of you on the call today, if you have not started this practice, you need to do it right away. Set aside 1 hour, 30 minutes to 1 hour. I feel that it should be 1 hour, to just really work on your personal development. Now, this can be for time management. It can be for organization. It could be that you're missing meetings because you haven't taken a look at your time management planner. Whatever the habits you have are that are preventing you from being the successful woman you need to be, you need to nip them in the bud and eliminate them. And the only way you're going to do that is to, guess what, to give yourself the time you need to develop yourself personally. And I am definitely practicing this. I do it every day, and I want you to do it as well. Another tip I want to give you today that we have talked about in previous shows that really can help you stay on top of what's priority is, every Sunday evening, you need to ask yourself the question, what do I want to see myself accomplish by Friday of this week? Okay? Every Sunday evening, what do I want to see myself accomplish by Friday of this week? Whatever those items are, okay, you need to take a look at what is on your schedule. What events are you going to? And make sure that it's in alignment with what you want to see happen by Friday, because if it's not, it's going to knock you off focus and have you all over the place. So I want to encourage you to do that. And last but not least, I want to give you the tip about practicing the power of four, which is just so very, very important. The power of four is, you need to speak to at least four new people that you don't know on a daily basis. Okay? However that's going to happen, whether it's in person, whether it's on the telephone, whether it's through chat messaging, text messaging, or whether it's on a social network, you need to personally connect with at least four people on a daily basis. Never forget that marketing is a numbers game. It's really a scientific game. And the more people you speak to, you're going to have more positive results. So it's important for you to definitely connect with at least four people every single day. In addition to that, you need to follow up with four people every day that are already in your customer database. Follow up with four people. So if you know this person, they maybe ordered a product or had a service rendered by you, you need to connect with them and find out how they are doing. Applying the 80-20 principle, which is 80% of your business normally will come from 20% of your customers, I want to let you guys know that that is so true. It is so true. So if you're not staying in front of the individuals that have already ordered a product from you or asked for a service from you, if you're not staying in front of those individuals, guess what? Out of sight, out of mind, they're going to forget you. So it's very, very important that you follow up with at least four people, if not more, on a daily basis, okay? Also, you need to make a list of at least four things that you can do to be successful this week, okay? Four things that you can do to be successful this week. And last but not least, four habits that you need to eliminate that are preventing you from reaching your success. Four habits. Now, for those of you who are new to Successful Woman Radio, you know, I'm going to let you know that this is what I call radio education. We're all about empowering you, the business woman, with the tools to succeed in your life and in your business. So when you listen to Successful Woman Radio, you always want to have a pen and a notepad handy, because I can guarantee you the information you hear on our show, you're going to be able to take it and put it to use not tomorrow, not next week or next month, but you're going to take it and be able to put to use today. So always make sure that you have a pen and paper handy. Oh boy, I see callers dialing in and I see phone numbers just rolling up on my screen. So I'm so happy that everybody is tuning in to the Successful Woman Radio Show. Again, go ahead and share with individuals, whether it's through text or if you're in front of your computer on a social network or over the internet. Tell them to tune in to Successful Woman Radio by dialing 347-637-2589. Well, we have a question from a listener in regards to networking, and this question is from Carrie in Rhode Island. Hi, Carrie. I hope you are on the call. It says, Dear Coach Trina, I enjoyed the show on networking last week. I would like to know what you do to get people interested in talking to you at these meetings. Whenever I try to carry on a conversation or let them know what I do, they tend to excuse themselves and move on to talking to someone else. However, I'm left with their business card and knowing what they do, but they don't know what I do, and I somehow feel it's unfair. Wow. Well, Carrie, first of all, thank you for your question. And, of course, networking is what we're going to be talking about during the month of June. Well, the first thing I think that you'll have to do, Carrie, is you need to correct your mindset on thinking that it's unfair. Here's why. It may be unfair, but feeling that way can cause you to self-sabotage your power in networking. And we don't want that, do we? You know, how we look at things and how we accept things has a big impact on our performance as business women. And if ever you're feeling that something is unfair or someone is doing something to you or that you're not necessarily deserving of someone to speak to you, it has a huge impact on how you are going to handle yourself when you are networking in public or even if you're networking online. So, Carrie, that's the first thing I want you to know is that that mindset of feeling like it's unfair is self-sabotaging, okay? And I don't want to offend you, but I want to tell it like it is, because as women, we need to toughen up. We need to not wimp out. We need to make sure that we understand that we hold power to be successful. As a matter of fact, I said last week, and this is something new that I've really just, I'm going to be harping on this, and that is that, did you know that it doesn't cost money to be wealthy or successful? It doesn't cost you one red cent. But what it will cost you is that it will cost you time. time to craft your skill, time to understand how to be successful. And so, Carrie, I want to let you know that you are successful. I want you to hold your hand out and receive that. You are going to be successful at these networking meetings. So there are three steps that you need to take. And so, Carrie, I want you and all of the listeners to make sure you have pen and paper handy, because I'm going to give you these three steps. Here they go. Number one, show confidence and that you have it all together at networking meetings and anywhere where you are trying to represent yourself as a professional businesswoman. Now, I'm going to break that down quickly. Showing confidence means that you pay attention to the way you dress. I want you to dress professional, and by that I mean I want you to look like a businesswoman. I want you to look like a million bucks. Why? Is that I've said it before and I'll say it again. How you look in front of people is all they have to go on. And, you know, I have talked to some women with cocky attitudes about they're going to accept me for who I am. And, you know, if I want to dress casual, I want to dress casual. I have to be me. But, you know, you're asking to play in someone else's ball game. That's something that you have to seriously think about. If you want to be in business, you're saying that I want to play the game of business. I want to be a part of the business industry in the United States. And there is a code for that, okay? So you have to pay attention to how you dress. And I always say dress business or business casual. You always want to make sure that you know how you're going to dress. If you have not had yourself color swatched, you make sure that you may want to do that, because knowing your colors and knowing what looks best on you will really help you in choosing the right clothing for yourself. An image consultant can help you with that. Anyone in Mary Kay or anyone in Avon or perhaps someone in Beauty Control, I do believe that they all can help you with understanding the colors that you should wear. And, of course, if we have anybody that's an image consultant who is on the call, you know, make sure you let us know by pressing 1 on your phone keypad, and we will be able to hear your name and shout out your website or your phone number for those who are interested in learning their colors. Now, the next thing is a firm handshake. You want to have a firm handshake. What I feel is that when I shake a lot of women's hands at networking events, I'm trying to have a firm handshake, and all they're doing literally is holding their hand out, but they're not gripping. There's no emotion or no intensity in the handshake. I just feel like I'm just holding a piece of flesh in my hand because they're not gripping my hand. And many of you may have experienced that as well, and I want to let you know, a firm handshake lets a person know that you are sincere and you are interested in talking with them. A handshake that is just a hand in another hand without gripping or what have you, oh my goodness, it says so much. It says, I really don't want to shake your hand, but so that I don't embarrass myself, I'm just going to put my hand out here. Okay, so you have to be careful about that. The next thing is show interest or concern for the other person's business. I've said that before, but it's very, very true. If you're looking all around when you're talking to someone else and they're trying to share with you about their business, or if you're showing a lack of interest, or if you say right away without them asking you, are you interested in my business, if you say I don't need that kind of business or what have you, a lot of times they're going to walk away from you. They're going to turn away, okay? Now, after they have shared with you their information, you really want to say thank you for sharing with me information about and maybe repeat their business to them, okay? If they are, for example, a graphic designer, you might say, well, thank you for sharing information about your graphic design company. It's very, very interesting, and I'm sure that we'll have a lot to talk about as we establish our relationship, okay? Let me share my information with you. And then proceed quickly to let them know how you can benefit them. Now, I want you to be careful not to go on and on with it. Remember, you're not in a marathon to tell everybody the whole nine yards of what you do at a networking event. The whole purpose of going to a networking event is to establish initial contact with individuals that you may have something in common with. Don't forget that. It's to establish, okay? a connection with individuals that you may have something in common with. So it's very, very important, okay? And I hope, Carrie, that this information that I am giving to you, and even for those who are listening to the show, I hope that this information is going to be useful for you because, you know, again, number one, you definitely want to go to networking events. I recommend that you go to at least 2 networking events a week. You've got to get yourself out there. You've got to start meeting people because if you don't, then you only have yourself to blame when you don't have new prospects or new contacts with which to offer your business services or products to. So it's very, very important. So thank you, Carrie from Rhode Island. And, of course, Carrie, as always, and to all of those who are listening, you can always go to womenaboutbiz.com, go up to the top red menu bar, click on business coaching, and request your free 30-minute power talk, your free 30-minute power talk, okay? Wonderful. Now we're going to move on to our featured topic, and I'm very, very excited about this. We're going to be talking about business networking online through social networking. You know, we talked about business networking offline last Monday, and we talked about introducing yourself to people and you know, the importance of business networking and or what have you. I want everybody on the call to understand that networking is a vital component of being in business, especially for micro entrepreneurs or smaller home-based business owners who don't have a huge budget to market from advertising in the newspapers or magazines or what we would consider the traditional form of advertising. Business networking is a vital component. But what I've been recognizing lately is that a lot of individuals feel that they don't have to go business networking anymore because they are networking online. And that is not true. You have to make sure that you have a diversified system of doing business marketing. And so it shouldn't just be that you're doing all social networking and no networking offline. You need to be doing both kinds, okay? Very, very important. And so as I did last Monday, I really want to hear from you, the listeners. I want to hear from you about your experience with networking. I want to know, what do you think about business networking, whether it's online or offline? Do you have a challenge, or can you share with us what you has networking helped you in your business? Have you gotten business from networking online or offline? Press the number 1 on your phone keypad right now and share with the listeners and me about your experience with business networking. Again, that's press the number 1 on your phone keypad and share with us your impression of business networking or share with us your experience with networking on or offline. Wonderful. We have a caller whose phone number has ended in 7789. Caller, are you there?
I am.
Wonderful. Your name and the city you're calling from?
My name is Sherelle Bonner-Charles, and I'm calling from Salisbury, North Carolina.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. And tell us your experience with networking.
I think it's an awesome piece to your business, and it's very important that you know how to do it. The challenge that I seem to have, especially with online networking, is I will post every day. You know, I post my inspirationals every day. But I seem to have a challenge with moving from posting something to actually introducing myself to that person to get them interested in inboxing me or messaging me on exactly what it is that I do.
Okay, wonderful. Now, when you post, what are you posting?
I post my daily inspirations every day.
Okay.
And then in reference to the business, what I'll post is I'll post something in reference to, one post I did, if you would like to reshape your body, revive your health, and
mm-hmm.
restore your bank account, message me. I can show you how.
Okay. Well, we're going to talk about some tips, and listen closely because we're going to talk about some tips, and I think some of the things that we say in reference to social networking today is going to help you. Now, do you do much networking offline? Are you going to at least 1 or 2 networking events in your area on a weekly basis?
No, I have not. I've just now learned about going to the networking event.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
that is something that I would definitely implement in my schedule during the week.
Okay. What I'd like to recommend to you, you know, you can start by doing a simple Google search. If you feel that your business is more targeted towards women, you might want to go on Google and put networking events for women and then your city location. Okay?
Okay.
And it should pull up quite a few things that are going on in your city area. And then what you'll want to do is it's a pick and choose game at that point. Look at the networking event, where it's at, and you may want to call the coordinator and ask her a couple of questions, introduce yourself, okay? And then say, I would be interested in attending your networking event. Can you tell me a little bit about it? How many people do you normally have coming to the event? And what is the goal of your networking event? And then
okay.
after you go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead. That's some
okay.
awesome information.
Okay. Then after you have that information from them, you're going to have to, you know, in the beginning, before you choose which ones are going to be kind of like your regular meetings, you're going to need to go to quite a few, you know. And there will be some investment with this because networking meetings can run anywhere from $10 to $25 or more. But trust me, it is worth the investment because if you had to pay for an ad and expect to, and that ad would have to run at least two or three times before you can get 10 or 15 names and addresses and telephone numbers. So going to a networking meeting is definitely worth its weight, okay? So I
okay.
want you to, when you listen to me talk about social networking, but I also want you to balance yourself with some networking offline as well, okay?
Okay.
Okay, wonderful. Make sure
I
you
have one
to,
quick question.
Okay, go ahead.
You said the questions to ask the coordinator would be how many people usually attend the event and what is the goal of the event? Is that correct?
Uh-huh. What is the goal
okay.
of the networking event? Exactly. You know, every networking event has a goal. Okay, either there is a social networking group so that individuals can come and socialize with one another, or it's a group that is a leads group, meaning they specifically want everybody who joins that group to be able to give leads to one another. So you want to know what their goal is of their networking group, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and that'll give you a good understanding before you even arrive of how to prepare yourself, what kind of marketing material you want to take, that type of thing.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, wonderful. Make sure you go to womenaboutbiz.com and sign up for a free basic membership if you have not already, okay?
Yes, ma'am, I definitely will.
Wonderful. Thanks, group, for calling. Okay,
thank
for those of, mm-hmm, for those of you that have a question or if you can tell me if you've had great experience business networking online or offline, please go ahead and press 1. On the keyboards now, and we will see your hand raise, your virtual hand, and we will be able to unmute your call. Again, go ahead and press 1 on the keyboard right now, and then we will be able to answer your question. We're going to talk a little bit about social networking. You will want to know what it is, okay? Now, of course, this new word, social networking, is growing in popularity, and it is moving with rapid fire, okay? Social networks are popping up all over the Internet. So what are social networks, okay? Okay, social networks are basically websites that are designed to specifically connect like-minded groups of people or individuals in what I would consider an interactive manner, okay, through one-on-one connections. Now, these social networks, the popularity of the social networks is that they allow you to tap into several features that they may have. For example, many allow you to have your own blog. Many of them allow you to upload videos. They allow you to upload audio files. They allow you to connect with other people that are a part of the social network. So there is a power behind this new way of communicating on the Internet, and that you can create your own presence on the Internet and really gain some popularity there for yourself and your company. And, of course, you can invite anyone to become your friend or your associate. Now, there are two popular social networks that we all probably have heard of, and that is Twitter and Facebook. For today, with social networking online, however, I want to talk about Facebook a little bit because a lot of people are on Facebook, and I want to share with you some tips on getting on Facebook. First of all, Facebook is probably leader of the pack, okay? It is becoming the yellow pages of social networking. So if you do not have a Facebook presence, you definitely need to have one. The first thing I want to let you know about Facebook that you really have to understand, and that is if you have had a Facebook page for your personal use and you've had Auntie and many of your friends and several other people sending you what I would call just personal messages on Facebook, but now you're trying to really turn it into a business network for yourself. The way that you're going to have to do that is basically by all of the posts you put on Facebook from this point forward, okay? It's based on how you are posting on Facebook. So I would advise you that if you want to use your personal Facebook page, you definitely want to go in and look at the pictures that you've uploaded, and if there are any pictures that are detracting from you, pictures that you would not want business clients seeing or anyone that who would have an impression of you in one way or the other, you want to remove those, okay? You want to go and look at the posts that you have made in the past. If they are things that you have said that are slang language or something that by some people that may be considered a little bit inappropriate or a little bit too blatant, go ahead and eliminate those posts. Remove them. That's the first thing. You see, when you're a part of the internet world, you actually have created an image for yourself on the internet. And trust me, anyone can find out anything about you if you have been on the internet for even 30 days. So you have to be careful of what you're posting. You have to be careful of what you're saying. And you definitely want to make sure that if you are in business and your whole goal for being online really is to establish a professional presence for yourself, then I really want you to make sure that you be careful of what you're putting on your Facebook page. So that's the first thing I want you to know. The second thing I want you to know is that if you have never taken any of the tutorials that Facebook offers for those who take use of Facebook, Facebook has a help center. And if you log into Facebook and in the top blue bar, click on Accounts, and there's a pull-down menu that will show the Help Center. There are several tutorials and things that you can learn about how to function on Facebook, and I would recommend that you backtrack and you go ahead and do that because it will allow you to do several things. Some of the features of Facebook that I really like is that it gives you total control over your profile, and that is where you really, really get to shine. For example, on the left-hand side, top left, is your picture, of course, so you want to have a professional picture. And I just want to let you ladies know that are on the line, if you don't have a professional picture, you really need to have one. It's not going to work with you having a picture that doesn't show you in a manner that makes people attracted to you and what you're saying. So that's the first thing you want to do. The second thing is you can make notes on the left-hand column in what is called your edit box, okay? And in that edit box, you can say who you are and what you are affiliated with, okay? So if you are a business coach, if you are a life coach, if you are if you're in the health and wellness industry, if you are in the beauty industry, whatever you do, if you sell insurance, whatever you do, you can let people know right away what you do. Now, here's what mine say. Mine says, success can be yours. Trina Newby is a business success coach, founder of womenaboutbiz.com, and host of the Successful Woman Radio Show. She is also a proud associate of Artists International and shows individuals how to make thousands monthly. Now, that's what mine says, okay? Now, people automatically seeing that will know who I am. they'll know what I'm about and who I am. So if they are a businesswoman or if they're interested in making additional monies, they automatically can identify me right there, okay? Now, there's another box up under that on the left-hand side that you can put information in, and that's your information box. And in there, you can put the links to any of your websites right there so people can click on those and connect with you. So what I find oftentimes is that a lot of people have a tendency not to utilize their Facebook page fully, and they don't know all of the basic fundamentals of how Facebook works. So again, for those of you that are listening, I definitely want to encourage you to go and make sure in your Facebook account that you have properly set your Facebook up. And Facebook does have tutorials. Just go up in the account menu, text menu link, which will give you a pull-down menu, and click Help Center. And, of course, the Help Center has all types of tutorials and step-by-step information on how you do that, okay? Now, right up under your name, okay, it's going to tell what is on your mind. So it gives you the opportunity to type in information about what's on your mind. What do you want to say? Okay, there you can add links. You can add all kinds of things for people to see. And all of your friends will see this in their news feeds when they pull it up. So the first thing I want you to make sure is that you're in the news feed section, okay, of Facebook. And so that is on your profile page, which is very important. You also have what you call your wall, which is what everybody sees when they pull up your Facebook page. And you also have an area called info. Now, the info is a very powerful section because when a person wants to see who you are and what you are all about, your likes and your interests, they're going to click on the info button. So you have the opportunity to just brag and say whatever you want to say in that info section. You can put as many web links as you want to. You can tell about your business services. So make sure that you sit down on a notepad and really write out what you would want to say on your info page, okay? And, of course, you can have photos. You can pretty much have anything that you want as far as your tabs on your Facebook page. So it's really like having a sub-website, and it really can be very, very powerful. Now, here's what's important. What do you put in the What's on Your Mind section in Facebook? Now, the young lady who gave us her opinion of her networking experience so far said, you know, I'm not getting responses. I do put daily inspirations on there. Okay, now, here's what you need to listen close to, and it took me a long time to understand that, but I'm finally getting the hang of it. You really need, first of all, always with sincerity, you need to literally share your experience in your business with people. It is your experience that people are going to be most interested in. If you come right out and say, for example, you know, you need to have my services, or if you want to know how to make money, then you need to call me, that's not going to work. That's just not going to work because people are interested in your personal testimony. They need something to psychologically connect with you to shake their head while they're looking at the screen and saying, yes, I've experienced that, or yes, this is someone that I would want to talk with. And I'll give you an example. I went on a page earlier yesterday, and a young lady was saying, I really want to start my own home-based business. I've wanted to start one for a very long time, and now I have found a home-based business that I really like. I've been in it for about 30 days, and already I've made about $500 in income, and I'm very excited about it. My husband isn't on board with me yet, but I know that he will be, and so I just need all of your encouragement. And boy, she had like 20 people make comments on that. Some people were saying, oh, wow, what business was it that you went in? You know, some people were saying, well, I wish I was making $500 in my business. I'm not making $500 in mine. You know, I saw all types of comments. I even saw a couple of people say, yeah, my husband isn't necessarily supportive of my business either. But that's what you're looking for. You're looking for responses. You're looking for people to connect with you. And so when you go out there and you share this kind of information with them, people are going to connect with you. Now, I want to let you know, never say anything false. Don't say you're making $10,000 a month and you're not making $10,000 a month. Don't say you're making high six-figure incomes if you're not making high six-figure incomes. But what you can do is you can be very honest. You can be extremely honest about it, okay? There is a young lady. I admire her greatly. She is all over the internet, and I'm going to try and find her name right now while I am looking at my Facebook. Her name is Lanika Scott. That's L-E-N-I-K-A, Lanika Scott. And hopefully we're going to have Lanika on the call as our guest next week. But she is certainly a Facebook queen. And through Facebook, Lanika was able to amass a lot of people who were interested in what she was doing with her business. And through that, she was able to build her business even bigger. So you might want to take a look at her Facebook page, Lanika, L-E-N-I-K-A, Scott, S-C-O-T-T. Well, one of the things that Lanika does now is she specializes in sharing with people how they can utilize Facebook to build their business really big. And so I want to send a shout-out to her and definitely let you guys know that she is someone you want to connect with on Facebook and learn a little bit more about Facebook. But here are some other things I've learned about Facebook itself. I've learned that you really, really do need to share a little bit more than just making an announcement. You really need to share sincerely with what's going on in your life and what's on your mind, okay? So that's very, very important. I post, what I've learned is to start posting announcements of different things that I've heard about, not just about myself, but also post things that would be very advantageous for other small business owners as well. So if you've heard about a workshop, if you've heard about a seminar, if you heard about something that has been free, I want you to make sure to post it, okay? Make sure to post it. Another way to get people to respond to you is to say, hey, I just heard about a great seminar. Give the title called What Have You. If you're interested in learning more about it, this is what it does. Go ahead and private message me, and I will send you the information. That gets people connecting with you, okay? It gets people connecting with you, and therefore you can start talking with that individual, okay? You can also say things like, hey, I'm in the Ohio area, and I would love to have coffee. You know, if you're in my city, you know, please connect with me. Let's get together for coffee and say a date and time. You'll be very surprised at how people are connecting with you, okay? Now, I want to share with you on Facebook on how you actually connect and get new friends, because having just a few people as your friend is not going to help you. You need to have a lot of people, because remember, marketing is a numbers game, and so the more people that you have as your friends on Facebook, the more people that are going to be exposed to who you are and what you do, and that is one thing that I'm working on too. I have a lot of friends in a lot of other places, but I'm working on getting friends on Facebook, so I want to just send a shout-out for myself that if you're not connected with me yet on Facebook, just go facebook.com/TrinaNewby, T-R-I-N-A-N-E-W-B-Y, and you'll be able to request me as your friend. But here's how you find a lot of friends. Okay, go to the page of what you would consider successful businesswomen, okay? Someone that you know might be successful or what have you, or you can look up business space women, and you'll see various groups online that you can join for business women, okay, or business professionals. And then once you do that, click on that individual's page. And once you click on their page, you will see their friends and who their friends are. Now, what I don't recommend that you do is just start adding people as your friend without looking at who they are and what they represent. But you can start looking at other people's friends and seeing if you have something in common with them, and then request them to be your friend. Say, hey, this is who I am, this is what I do, and I'd love to learn more about you. Let's connect. and then go ahead and add them as your friend. You'd be very surprised at how many people say yes, okay? But this is how you start building up your friends, is through the friends of other friends. You just want to make sure that you are compatible with them and that you're just not trying to add up so many people. Just a quick story, I talked with a young lady last week, and she told me that she had over 3,000 friends on Facebook, but she was unhappy about that because when she first got on Facebook, which is a couple of years ago, she just started adding friends without really realizing who these people are. So as a result, she felt that she had about 2,500 friends that really were people that she was not compatible with, and so she was in the process of having to go ahead and drop them as friends so that she would have more space and room to have people who she was compatible with. So I want you to pay close attention to that, okay? Now, you do need to get on Facebook, I would say, at least twice a day. If you have a cell phone, that's the one thing that I do love that has made my life a lot easier. It allows me to connect with friends, and it allows me to go ahead and make posts on Facebook. The other thing that I like about Facebook is that you can upload pictures. So if you've been to an event, if you've taken a picture with a friend who was at the same conference or seminar that you were at, you can do that. You can provide information, just out of the yin-yang information to people. So your whole goal when you're trying to create a professional image is that you want to be the go-to person. The go-to person is the person that's always willing to have all of the information. They're always telling people about a lot of different resources that they can take advantage of. Why? Because people will start paying attention to you and paying attention to what you say. It's building credibility online, and, of course, that is what you want to do. Again, I want to go ahead and take station identification. You're listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show. This is Trina Newby, your success coach, and we're talking about business networking through social networking. And, of course, that is social networking through Facebook is what we're talking about today. If you have any questions or if you're already on Facebook and you'd like to share your experience so far, please go ahead and press 1 on your phone keypad, and I will be able to answer your questions or listen to your comment. So, again, if you're on Facebook, we want to have a Facebook shout-out, okay? If you've personalized your Facebook page and it's a short address on the Internet and you can tell us what it is, tell us what your Facebook name is. Go ahead and press 1 on your phone keypad, and we want to definitely connect with you today. If you know what your Facebook address is, like mine is facebook.com/Trina Newby. Go ahead and tell us what that is, and we will make sure that we connect with you. Okay, just press 1 on your phone keypad. Have you been to a networking meeting recently? What was your experience? What was your opinion? Okay, do you have any questions about networking? If so, go ahead and press 1 on your phone keypad right now, and we will be able to listen to your comment or answer your question. I want to give you just a couple of more things about social networking, okay? The first thing is you cannot be on every social networking website on the entire Internet. It's just not going to work for you. So you definitely will have to visit several social networking sites and decide which one is best for you, okay? You also need to make sure that you learn proper etiquette to social network. Simply inviting someone to join your network is not enough, nor is joining a group enough. Social networking requires you to give back by sharing your expertise and contribute useful information. If you approach it from a sales standpoint, you won't get any responses. Just people viewing your offer is not enough. Okay? If you're joining a social network to educate others about your business, make sure you use your business name as your username, and make sure that you think about creating a fan page, for example, on Facebook. And fan page is really a separate page that allows people to see what's going on in your business. You can offer discounts. You can share personal experiences, upload pictures, have contests, get people to participate. And that's what you want to do. And again, as I said before, being successful doesn't take a lot of money, but it does require you to give your time. It requires time, okay? Most successful social networks contribute and participate in their networks at least 2 to 3 times weekly. So if you're networking offline twice a week, and then if you're on, if you're networking online, then of course this is going to require a lot of time commitment on your end, but it's going to work. In the end, it's going to work. Okay. Now keep in mind that at Women About Biz, we've got social networking teleclasses coming up, and this Wednesday we have the Her Own Boss workshop coming up. That's a very, very good workshop, so you definitely want to visit womenaboutbiz.com and make sure that you register for these free but exclusive teleclasses that are just for you. At this time, I want to go ahead and end the call by giving you some inspirational moments. I just want to let you all know that success is yours for the taking. And it belongs to you. You've always had the power to create your own success. So I want to encourage you this week to say, success is mine. I want to encourage you this week to say, I will be successful through networking online and offline, and I'm going to do what it takes to make it happen. I want you to understand that you have the power to be as successful as you want to be. So this week, take 1 hour for yourself every day to look at how you're going to be successful. On behalf of the Successful Woman Radio Show and Women About Biz, I want to say have a successful and productive week. Take care, everybody.